1-800-449-8686. We continue our series on corporate litigation in America. This is part 7 of our 9-part series on corporations being sued or suing other corporations or consultancies or institutions for ineffectively helping them deal with their personnel or their morale problems. And from time to time, corporations have those. Corporate training. Here's something. Here is a profession that perhaps we knew little about until the Survivor Series. And we found out that Richard Hatch, who was the winner of the Survivor Series, was a corporate trainer. We're going to bring another corporate trainer on with us here. His name is Dean Wheeler, and he has his own private consultancy firm. He is a corporate trainer and an efficiency expert, and he joins us this evening from Los Angeles. And we thank you very much, Dean, for being with us.
You bet, Phil. Real good to be with you.
Dean, you are currently involved in some litigation. You were brought in by Noble Corporation to do what?
Right, Phil. We identify areas of business waste. We were hired by Noble Corporation to tighten up the operation and get better business procedure in place, and eventually to try to trim the fat over there.
You were successful in past operations?
I'll tell you, Phil. We were so successful that they began gave me a nickname called the Knife.
And was the Knife?
The Knife, because we really cut some of the fat. So we felt, yeah, Phil, to answer your question seriously, we did feel that we were successful. And
so you were brought in by Noble Corporation to identify areas of business waste and to start to tighten up some of their operations.
That is correct, yes. We came in and we changed some inconsistencies, and we immediately saw great results.
Because you were being sued, your consultancy is being sued for sexual harassment, for an increase in sexually transmitted diseases, and for abortions. Is that correct?
Well, you know, you can claim a lot of different things, Phil. And
But is that correct?
Well, you bet. That's what they're claiming. And certainly, I could go ahead, Phil, and I don't mean anything by this, but I could say that you've got some kind of a proclivity for, you know, German shepherds, or maybe you like to grab a... You know,
I understand what you're saying, Dean, but the fact is that those are the accusations, right?
You bet. They say that we did some... I'll tell you what we did do, Phil. I don't know what they're talking about, but what we did do is we came in, we changed inconsistencies, and we changed some of their business procedure, and their morale was increased some 12%. Their productivity went up 10%. Phil, so we found that...
Well, what? So you helped their business?
Oh, you bet. You absolutely helped their business. And we're really, really shocked, Phil. I'll tell you, this almost took the wind right out of my sails. Wake up in the morning and realize you're being sued by a company that you have helped become more successful. I can tell you right there that that's something that we just don't see in our line of business.
Can you tell me what you did specifically so this will help us get to the bottom of why you were sued? And what are some of these? When you say that you you implement new procedures,
right?
What do you do?
You bet, Phil. What we did in the case of Noble Corporation, we saw a lot of body language, we saw a lot of morale problem, and the first thing that we noticed about Noble Corporation, and it's very, very unorthodox, but I will tell you that it's commonplace in our practice, we saw a lot of female employees who were wearing very conservative business suits. We saw a lot of female employees wearing a lot of wools. They were wearing a lot of very dark and heavy fabrics. And they were sort of hiding their light under a bushel, if you will. And what we did is we asked them to help cope with morale and wear a nice tight skirt or some kind of a pair of tight pants because if a guy saw a woman who, you know, and I don't mean any crudity, but, you know, had a nice backyard on her, well, it reminds you that...
Okay, now hold on. You're telling good-looking women...
You bet.
...to wear tight skirts and tight pants... And if they got a nice-looking backyard, that helps morale?
You bet, Phil. One of the things we found out is you can increase morale about 12% when a man sees something that reminds him of some of the better things in life.
And all right, that may be good for a man's morale. What about the woman who was forced by you?
Well, they were asked, Phil.
Well, they were asked, but were any of them kept in the employ of this company if they did not wear these clothes?
You know something, Phil? I don't know the answer to that. It's possible they were. I don't see any reason why a woman wouldn't want to, stay with a great company like Noble Corporation. Let's just say, you know, I saw a gal there, had a pretty good-looking backyard, and said, hey, why don't you...
You know, you're a consultant, and you keep using this term like, you saw a gal there, had a pretty good-looking backyard. Did you go up to this girl?
Phil, as a consultant, what I did in trying to tighten up business practice is I said to her that this would increase morale if she would see her way clear to give a little peekaboo or some kind of a dress or tight pants. And
all right, so what is to help the ladies' morale? If you're telling her to wear a tight skirt or tight dress or whatever, what helps her morale?
Well, Phil, that's a good question. What helps her morale more than anything else, I think, is to know that a man is, appreciating her. And a lot of these gals have never really had that.
I don't know. You were sued by four individuals for specific things, sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, Phil, all we did was we asked women that were attractive to begin telecommuting. We asked some people who were not attractive to begin telecommuting. What we're trying to do is raise morale.
So this company had a morale problem.
That is correct, yeah.
All right, this telecommunications situation where people were telecommuting from their home, at first glance, looks like a positive, but you were encouraging people who were not physically attractive. Isn't that right?
Well, Phil, what we did is we asked people who went through
it. Isn't that right?
Well, you bet, Phil, but I'd like to answer that question. Is that all right with you?
Okay.
All right, you bet. We asked people that went through it that were not attractive. We didn't think facially attractive or, didn't have a really good look, that you want to see around the office area. We asked them to telecommunicate so no one has to look at their face. And that isn't...
Do you hear the way that you're putting that, though? Ask them to telecommunicate,
Well, you bet, Phil.
Yeah, ask them to tell you so no one has to look at their face.
No. I asked them to telecommunicate so nobody has to look at someone's face that isn't the most attractive.
And what about the sleeping rooms?
You bet, Phil. Those were created for employees to relax, and they were outfitted with television sets. We also had an assortment of adult films.
So you have adult films in this room. You're telling people to stay home who are ugly. You're telling women to dress more attractive. And it sounds to me like a place geared for men to be more, comfortable, where the women are not as comfortable, right?
No, that's not right, Phil, because a lot of the adult films we had, I think, were they had men and women. So women really get a little peekaboo on that deal. And also, Phil, I think you misunderstand. It makes a woman feel good to know that she's being admired by men, and it makes a woman feel good to know that she's being boosted in morale of men. So we help the women by utilizing what a lot of them do best, and that's putting them a nice tight dress, nice tight pair of pants, And men make up the majority of the workforce. And
all right, so the women are feeling better because they're walking down the hallway in a tight pair of pants?
You bet. And I'll tell you something, Phil. We put into place all these position changes, and Noble Corporation sues us. And I'll tell you, we created an atmosphere of high productivity. And
yeah, well, they're claiming that you created an atmosphere of sexual harassment. The insurance carrier canceled them because of too many sexually transmitted diseases and abortions.
Well, that sexual harassment deal—that's in the eye of the beholder. Okay,
that may well be. What about the idea that the insurance carrier canceled?
Well, they did cancel policy with Noble Corporation because most insurance companies fill—and it's something a lot of people don't know—most insurance companies are about making money, and if they actually do get some extra paperwork, they flip out. And you can see, that they had a spike in their gonorrhea cases. But
they had a spike in gonorrhea at the Noble Corporation of 150%, right?
Well, I tell you something, Phil. That's some kind of a chart in a hospital someplace. I know nothing about that.
And did people get gonorrhea?
Well, you bet. People get gonorrhea all the time. You can go to any school.
No, but people don't get gonorrhea all the time. Gonorrhea is a sexually transmitted disease. Did people get gonorrhea at Noble Corporation?
Well, something, Phil, I'm going to answer that question. You go to Coca-Cola, you go to IBM, you can go to United Airlines, you can go to some of the largest corporations in America, and I'm sure at any given place they got some gonorrhea. I'm sure at Coca-Cola they got gonorrhea going right now.
You can't safely say that. That's almost slanderous to say that. You can't say that Coca-Cola has gonorrhea.
I'm just saying, Phil, in the average American corporation, there is at any given time someone's got syphilis or kind of a drip situation. And I'm sure in the boardrooms of United Airlines.
Yeah, but you can't. You don't know.
Well, it's my opinion.
That may be your opinion. You can't tell me in the boardroom of United Airlines or at Coca-Cola or IBM or any of these other large corporations or Microsoft, somebody in the boardroom's got the drip right now. That is a way of trying to defend yourself against this charge that there's gonorrhea, that there are women having to wear tight dresses, that there's women having to wear tight skirts, that there is a room with adult films, and this is all to help morale.
Well, I'll tell you something, Phil, you'd be amazed what a push-up brassiere will do for morale. And you look at some of these brassieres they got today, their push-up deal, and that is...
So you're saying that it did help morale?
Yes, I did, sir. Yes, I did. And Wonder Bra is something that's just coming into its own right now. We passed out some 30 of these. And
all right, if I'm getting you correctly now, you're telling me that you passed out Wonder Bra?
Well, they were not made to wear them, Phil.
No, but you passed out Wonder Bra?
You bet. Passed out a Wonder Bra? You bet you. And it's an amazing deal.
All right, hold the line.
Well, Phil, I want to explain it.
Yeah, you can explain in just a moment. I got to take a break. That's Dean Wheeler. He is a corporate trainer and a consultant. He's an efficiency expert. They went into the Noble Corporation in Southern California, suggested that the women wear tighter dresses, tighter skirts, and that people who weren't attractive begin telecommuting so that nobody has to look at their face. He also went so far as to planning or put into place a room where you can watch adult films. In any event, they're being sued for sexual harassment. And, insurance carriers canceled their insurance. They've got some kind of an incidence of gonorrhea there. And this guy is putting it all off on the fact that, well, at any given time at Coca-Cola, somebody in the boardroom's got the drip. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Dean Wheeler, corporate trainer and efficiency expert, has a company that was consulting a corporation called the Noble Corporation. And you actually went in there and said the way to increase morale is to have women wear tight skirts and tight suits and quit covering up.
Well, Phil, let me interrupt here for a minute.
Go ahead, because you said something about covering up.
That is correct, Phil. You bet. I think you see a real disappointing aspect to a lot of people in business is women who do cover up nice-looking bodies.
Yeah, but the workplace is nowhere for a woman to show off her body. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, Phil, I don't know whether that's true or not. I think that...
Don't women have a job to do? They go into a workplace, they've got a job to do.
I would agree with that, yeah.
All right, so what is this about her showing off her body?
Well, we went to Noble Corporation. They had a morale problem in there, and we thought one of the best things we probably do for them is to get the women who did have nice-looking bodies, maybe to, along with everything else they had to do, is give us a little peek. And
see, when you say give us a little peek, meaning?
Well, show off what they got, and that way we'd be able to maybe have the guys feel a little bit better. And
You say that it's a fundamental truth. That women like making men feel good, that women like to show off their bodies. Is that right?
Well, I think it is.
And yet you never hear women say this. Never once do I ever hear a woman say, gee, I think I'd like to wear something real sexy to work today to make all the guys in the office feel better.
No, women don't say that, Phil, because it's not an acceptable thing to say. But, a lot of them are thinking it. But when they come in a real nice tight skirt, or I'll tell you an example of where we work. We ask the fine-looking women to express themselves more while at work. And that's that.
Yeah, but what that means basically is that they should start dressing really sexy.
Well, Phil, what we want them to do is express themselves a little bit.
And that means dress sexy.
Well, you can say what you want to say.
Don't you realize that this stuff is all patently illegal? It's sexual harassment. It is threatening a woman with dismissal if she does not, make with a sexual favor. All of this stuff is patently against the law.
No, not when you ask a woman to express herself. And
oh, so you're not coming right out and saying it. You're saying, hey, baby, why don't you express yourself?
I never said the word baby. All I'm saying is that we are trying to raise the morale in this corporation, and this is something women should want to do because what it does is it helps men create a more viable workplace. And
well, women should want to do this, but they don't, do they?
You'd be surprised, Phil, which women do want to do that. We didn't have a problem with all the women. We just ask them to try to do these things because it is something I think is healthy for the business.
And then we move on to this. Ugly people stay home because, you're bugging people. Why don't you telecommunicate?
Well, I'll tell you this much, Phil. In answer to one of your previous comments, we did not fire any women that did not comply. We just asked them to telecommute.
Okay, so the women that weren't going to come through with dressing sexy, they stay home, right?
But they still work for us.
But they have to telecommute.
That is correct. Now we get to the people who don't look good. You get yourself a situation where they're frightening looking.
And what do you mean by frightening looking?
Well, you know, you get a person in there who's kind of ugly, and you're not quite sure whether or not this individual is going to work out or not. I tell you, you don't want to fire them, so you just say, would you mind staying home and, you know, working on a computer or something so that we don't have to look at you? And
Did you, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you use those words, so that we don't have to look at you?
Well,
and by the way, what do you look like, Mr. Wheeler?
Oh, well, you bet. I'm a nice-looking man.
And you're not frightening-looking?
Well, Phil, I don't know what you're driving at.
No, you're telling people, why don't you stay home and telecommute today? You just do your work at home and email us and whatever it is that you've got to do. Your kisser is just scary as hell. Is that what you're saying?
No. Yeah.
Well, you use the word frightening-looking.
You bet. Yeah, you know, some people are a little scary.
You're talking about ugly.
Just, you know, kind of want to put a bag over that thing.
How do you look?
Well, you bet, Phil. I'm a nice-looking guy. And
well, you know something? Maybe they'd want you to telecommute. What do you think? 1-800-449...
Well, Phil, a lot of work I do is telecommuting.
That's good. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Watertown, South Dakota on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Fine.
This guy is just a complete moron, in my opinion. Good-looking girls in the workplace are not going to make me want to work harder. They're going to make me just want to oogle, and I won't be able to concentrate more on my work. I'll be concentrating less on my work.
Well, I don't know where you. I don't know where you work, but we had morale go up about 20% in our office area when they had something nice and tight to look at.
Yeah,
it's going down the thing.
Morale's going up at the expense of someone else's wife, someone else's girl. Since when have women become objects for us just to use?
Well, that's the point that I'm trying to make. That's the point I'm trying to make, and I'm also trying to say, what are the women getting out of it?
Well,
exactly.
Phil, I know I try to answer that question. Women feel good when they're helping guys feel good. A woman knows she's giving you a little bit of a pup tent or whatever you want to call it. She knows, you know, she's doing the job.
It sounds like, you know, you're almost saying, hey, why don't you dress like a hooker? You know, here, I'm going to pay you to look good so the men feel all right. That doesn't sound like, you know, good hard work to me. That sounds like you're paying them to be prostitutes.
Well, you bet. No, we're not doing that because we're not asking to have any sex or anything.
Why is it that gonorrhea's gone up?
You bet. Gonorrhea has gone up about 25%. I think that's going to happen in any office. Where do you work, sir?
I work with a traveling surgical unit, so I work with different people every day.
All right. Do you have gonorrhea or syphilis in your office?
Well, I guess I don't get into those kind of... I don't personally
what's
travel
the, what's
by
the,
myself.
What is the? What do you think the percentage of people you work with who have gonorrhea?
I have no idea.
Well, I'll tell you right now, no man would have a problem working in a strip bar. That's why we installed the disco ball and some of the black lights in our cubicle area.
Are you kidding? You are
no.
Nuts. No man would have a...
What?
I don't want to work in a strip bar.
What I'm trying to tell you is that guys do not have a problem working in a strip bar, okay?
Yeah, they do.
And
I do.
You had a... So in other words, what you've got is a disco ball...
You bet, Phil.
And you've got black lights, so the female employees are walking through with tight pants, tight skirts, and you've got a high incidence of gonorrhea, but that's par for the course in corporate America?
Well, Phil, I don't know about this young man, but I think if you ask any corporation in America... they're going to want to have their women looking real tight, and sure, they're going to have some penicillin available.
Yeah, no, you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like you want to turn every workplace into a strip bar.
What
it sounds like to me, putting adult films in little sleep rooms. That's sick, man.
Well,
that
you bet. No.
Sick.
You bet. No, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to say, let's get more productivity out of our workers and make them feel really good and at home.
Now, see, I think you're just off the wall. This is not
you bet.
How you promote people to work
right.
harder. This is how you promote sexuality in the workplace. And how is that going to make me work harder? If all I'm going to be doing is thinking about having sex with one of my coworkers that night,
that's
not going to make me work harder.
That's a good point.
That's going to make me work less.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Dean. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And on the line with me is Dean Wheeler. He is Dean is a corporate trainer, and he works as a efficiency expert, Dean. Now, I'm hearing you tell me that you went into a corporation, you had the women wear tight dresses, tight pants. If they weren't good-looking, they were asked to stay home and telecommute. If they were not going to wear tight pants and tight dresses, they were asked to stay home and telecommute. And basically what you have there are a lot of hard bodies working at the office. You put a disco ball in and a black light. What is this Noble? What do they do at Noble Corporation, sir?
You bet, Phil. Noble Corporation is an accounting firm. Where they handle the books for some 6,000 small firms. And
an accounting firm. So you've got a bunch of accountants walking around in tight pants and with a disco ball.
Well, Phil, one of the things we ascertained was that absenteeism in strip bars and topless bars was at a very, very low percentage rate. So if we could create an atmosphere like that, there would be low absenteeism, very high morale. You wouldn't have to put up with the rate of people not coming into work. And,
so you're patterning this business after a strip bar. This is an accounting firm, like Price Waterhouse.
That's correct.
And you're patterning your business with these guys after a strip bar. How you're consulting them based upon the fact that strip bars have low absenteeism.
You bet, Phil, and we're very proud of that. And
you've also said to me that you've got a high rate of gonorrhea and sexually transmitted diseases there.
You bet.
And you find that well within the percentage of most corporations?
I don't know, Phil. I don't know what most corporations do, but I'm sure at any given time in the boardroom of General Motors or Ford, there's someone there who's got genital herpes. Or
any given time. Most of those guys are like well into their 70s.
Well, you bet, Phil. But
oh, hold on. Let me take a phone call. Littleton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
I don't go to work as a woman to please
mm-hmm.
any man.
You bet.
And I can't believe that he feels that women need to be at work to please men. I go to work for one reason, it's to make money.
You bet. There's no doubt about that.
And as a young woman in the car business and being attractive, sexual harassment is all around. We don't need it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, at Noble, employees are allowed 1 hour for lunch. In most companies, employees are allowed 1 hour for lunch, but at Noble, most employees won't even take lunch because they love the atmosphere.
We don't take lunches either, but it's not because they're walking around saying, oh, look at her skirt, look at her skirt.
A lot of guys are not going to want to go across the street, maybe take a lunch, go across the street to the Little Red House, or go across the street have a smorgasbord. Well, you can take a look at something sweet walking by in a skirt. You're going to bring your lunch in a bag, if you know what I'm talking.
I'll have to tell you another thing. In the car business,
you bet.
When I didn't wear my tight skirts and I dressed very professionally and I did cover up, I sold more cars and made more gross.
But you did wear tight skirts, right?
Did I wear tight skirts? No, I
on
wore
occasion.
Business skirts.
Well, okay, but you wore those tight skirts. Maybe we're going to sell
more
cars.
They were not tight skirts. Do not refer to them as tight. They were not tight. They were
Well, you could
skirts.
See the shape of your rear end. Is that fair enough to say that you could see some?
No, you could not because I had a jacket over it.
All right. When you took the jacket off, could a guy get a pretty good idea what you were packing there?
Would you please...
I'm sorry?
Would you just please, because you're beginning to say things that I think, you know...
What did I do? Did I offend you, ma'am?
Well, you're kind of a sexual demon. I cannot believe the things I'm hearing out of your mouth. Unbelievable.
You are
raising the rate in corporate America for sexual harassment.
No, ma'am. All we're
yes,
trying.
Yes, you are.
Not one man
yes,
put his
you
hand.
Yes, you are.
Ma'am, not one man put his hand on no women.
Don't have to put your hand on a woman to sexual harass her in a workplace. Do you not understand that?
If a man's sitting at his computer, he's working, a girl
but
goes
you're telling
by,
me that when I go to work, that I don't have a job to do except to please a man?
No,
now,
what I'm saying is
worth?
You can't
what
blame a man.
What is my self-worth to you?
You can't blame a man if he's sitting at his computer and you walk by and he springs a tent. And he's going to...
Okay, again.
I cannot believe you.
I am not...
You,
well,
he,
no, but
oh
what
my
I'm
God.
Saying... Can you blame a man for doing... I've got the feeling that you might
my
be...
My blood is boiling.
No, ma'am. You wear a nice, tight little number. Nobody says you can't make money. And I'm not saying you can't make money.
I'll
but that makes
what,
a man feel good.
More people respected me more when I didn't, and I got more gross out of people when I wore appropriate attire.
Here is a woman, Mr. Wheeler, who would not obviously go along with your plan. So what would you fire her?
No, that's where she missed. I would never fire you, ma'am, but I would ask you to work from home. because you're going to bring everybody down.
But if you were to ask me to wear a tight skirt, that is sexual harassment.
No, no, let's see, you got a choice.
I don't want to hear that out of anybody's mouth.
No, you got a choice. You can either wear something tight so we can see what you got, or you can...
What do you mean, see what you got? You work for an accounting firm. This lady works for... What is it?
No, I just want to kind of see what she's packing. And
see what she's packing?
Yes, sir. And you don't have to wear it, ma'am. You can work from home. Okay? That's all I'm trying to say. You wear a nice, tight little number. You kind of see what kind of, you know... What size? What are your measurements? You got to...
Okay, never mind.
Well, I let...
Never mind. Grand Rapids. Grand Rapids on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. I'm 47.
Well, that's a little tough.
Oh,
you'd be asked to work from home.
My husband's 10 years younger.
You'd be asked to work from home.
He doesn't think it's tough at all. Well, I've worked for
hold on. What do you mean she'd be asked to work from home?
And
she's 47.
Sexuality has never been anything... that affected my work. Is based on performance.
Well, you bet. But we can't have a battle axe or anything like that running around.
And battle axe?
What? She's a battle axe?
No, but do you have
Sweetie,
an office? Do you have an office in your home, ma'am?
How many women do you know that are 10 years older than you that would give you a second look?
Well, you bet. That's a good question. That.
How old are you, Dean?
I'm 35, Phil.
You married?
Yes, I am.
How old's your wife?
Well, she's 33, so.
15.
No, we don't call it.
You have to get someone that young to be that stupid. My God, you are a precursor to the Neanderthals.
Ma'am, we don't call tight clothes. We don't call tight clothes. We call it flair. We ask the employees to express themselves through flair. So if you've got something that is tight, kind of hugs some curves, you know that makes a man feel real good.
Sir, I have enough flair that I don't have to wear anything tight to draw attention.
You bet.
In fact, you were asking the other woman of measurements?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not going to give you the measurements. I'm going to tell you that I'm the same size 14 that Marilyn Monroe was.
Well, I'll tell you right there, that's some sweet stuff.
Exactly.
Have you asked about your flair? All right, so you're telling me you're put together like Marilyn Monroe. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily. I don't bleach my hair.
All right, but you're saying that your body's put together like Marilyn Monroe?
I'm a size 14.
All right. Is that before or after she died? Are you
okay? What is that? A smart crack or something?
No, I just.
Okay. The lady just got done saying.
Well, what does your boss think of your body?
My boss has nothing to do with what my body looks like. My
All
job
right.
has nothing to do with what my body looks
Would
like.
Would you be willing to wear 6-inch heels to work?
No.
Well,
I'm not a cop. I'm not working in a strip bar.
We'd have to ask you to leave.
Well, you know what?
In other words,
I wouldn't even want to work for someone like you because, like I said, I cannot believe how backwards you are.
Well, I don't know what's backwards.
Well, let me tell you what's backwards.
Talk shows.
This is you're asking women to dress. What did you say? 6-inch heels?
Well, you bet. Guys like that. They get a little pup tent
going. I'm not sure Frederick sells them that.
Would you stop using the term pup tent? Okay.
You bet.
Yeah, you bet. I would rather you not use that on my show.
Yeah, the back porch was rather derogatory, too.
What did I say, ma'am?
Back porch?
No, I'm just saying if you got a nice backyard and a guy wants to go to work in your backyard, all I have to...
Yeah, knock that off, man. You're in a workplace, okay? Woman walks by. One of the guys that called in earlier said it...
You're talking about morale.
Well, you bet.
And my God, what kind of morale are you trying to instill?
Well, we're trying to get the guys...
Yeah, the guys are walking around with their pup tents, as you call it, if you want to be crude and crass and base. But my God,
you bet.
How many women do you honestly think like to walk around in a situation like that? To have to know that their job is based upon how well they put their makeup on, how well they walk in those 6-inch spikes, and how short and tight that little skirt is.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you, that's why we have
a single parent for a long time. And to think that someone like you might have kept food from my son's mouth because you are that backwards.
Well, ma'am, we have a
this
new policy.
This is beyond belief.
You bet.
I thought people had progressed further than this.
Well, ma'am, we have a new policy. It's called a margarita lunch. Now, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you go out and get yourself, you get liquored up, and you wouldn't feel that way. One of the things...
What do you mean she gets liquored up?
Well, I think what she probably needs is a drink. And what I'd say to you, ma'am, is...
Do you realize that booze at lunch is now no longer the American way? The martini lunch is gone. Drinking at lunch...
There are a lot of places you come back from lunch with booze on your
back. And they'll fire you. They'll fire you.
Or considered illegal or in
the
face.
But that's why we put a disco ball in, because most women don't mind walking down, you know, wearing a nice tight little number and showing off what they got with a disco ball twirling.
Have you asked those women if they mind, if they truly mind, and told them that their job was not on the line.
Ma'am, I'll
that
tell
they
you.
Would not have to worry about whether they had to
right.
buy groceries
you
or
bet.
Not because of what your answer was.
You bet. Well, my experience has been that any woman who walks by a man who's just pitched a tent, it makes her feel kind of good, you know? She kind of gets a nice glow.
As a matter of fact, it doesn't. I had a guy that I worked with that used to tell me, hey, your ass looks nice today.
Did he pitch
and
a tent?
And I told him one day, I said, you know something? I waited until I was in front of a crowd of coworkers, and he walked by, and he was wearing a pair of pants that didn't look like he wore a pair, that he had a pair, that he was had taken a dump in them. Because I find most men wear pants
well, that gun your
look
engine?
Like they've taken a dump. Okay,
that,
and yeah,
that,
I look.
Did that gun
I
your engine?
I am red-butted as the rest of us. But there is the right way
wait a
and
minute.
The wrong
what,
way.
You're telling me that a man you're telling me that a man who craps in his pants turns you on?
No.
That's exactly what you just said.
No, she didn't.
Nope, she just said it.
Did not look
you're,
like he had wore okay. had the dump, you know.
Yeah, sure.
And I told
I got
him,
you.
I said, hey, Dick, your ass looks nice today.
And I'm nuts.
And he you know, never again spoke
okay,
to me
lady,
like that.
You telling me that I'm sick, and you're telling me you like looking at guys who just crapped their pants. I think you got the problem.
No, you misunderstood.
No, ma'am.
You're
just said
questioning
that.
Everything else, like
no,
you're doing the numbers on the 150% increase on gonorrhea.
You got gonorrhea too? I don't know.
Wait a second. What the lady said, I don't know what she said about taking a dump.
She says she likes guys that crap their pants.
All right.
I got to go, man. This lady scares me.
You scare
okay,
me.
He just hung up on you, so.
Good.
All right, ma'am. So, in other words, the guy looked like he hadn't taken a dump in his pants. He looked like
yeah,
what?
Yeah, most men I find wear pants that are baggy. That if you look at them, they look like a baby running around with a diaper on. With
a
dirty
diaper?
Yeah. Have you got kids at all?
Yeah.
Did you have kids? Okay, think
yeah.
about it. When they were little, and they had a...
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. There's all these songs that supposedly were very controversial. When I was growing up, Louie Louie is probably the famous controversial song, which we found it was nothing. There was nothing there. The lyrics were about a girl who lives across the ocean and he wants to see his girlfriend. But at the time, there was all kinds of horrific stuff attributed to it. In fact, the state of Indiana outlawed the song from radio stations back in the early 60s. And then we had Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra. Do you know what they said about that one? They thought it was a gay pickup, a homosexual pickup in a twilight-lit bar, so they didn't want that one played. And then Bing Crosby refused to sing the song Hey Jude by the Beatles because he thought that was about heroin. All those songs were not about drugs. They weren't about heroin. They weren't about getting messed up. All those songs were clean songs. But this song is about heroin, and that's why it's one of my favorites.
I will tell you that I saw a child crawl into the front seat of an automobile, fire it up, and try to ram a dog.
Well, you know what?
And
how old was the kid?
About 3 years old.
Man, because it's just ridiculous that
well,
you see all
just
these
because
things
you don't
and none
believe
of us
it,
see them.
Just because you don't believe it doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
It's not true.
Well, just because
okay,
you don't believe it.
You have demons following you.
Ma'am, I am a scientist.
Know.
I'm not a religious
children,
nut, okay? This is not,
are not like this. You know what
I'm
you're
not a,
doing?
This is not a Bible
you
thumper class, okay?
You are making available the fact that now people will want to kill their children thinking that they've got demons or something.
If that's what it takes, I'm a...
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean if that's what it takes?
Look, there's an instance where a German Shepherd, a show dog, a prize-winning animal... A kid tried to poison this thing. Where they
and
found a
crazy.
I'm crazy.
Yes,
they found
crazy.
That St. Joseph's aspirin for children.
Somebody has got to tell you that to your face. You are a nut.
Ma'am, I'm not the one who poisoned the dog, lady. I'm not the one who poisoned the dog. Okay.
Well, you know, did the kid know what he was doing? You keep saying it's a theory that you know what the dog's thinking.
Well, ma'am, if I misspoke, what I'm trying to...
Well, you did say a few times that you thought the dog is more open-minded, and...
Yes, well, you're saying you know what the dog knows.
The dog is a little bit more. The dog's a little bit more broad-minded than the kid. Sure.
Oh yes. Oh, oh, that makes a whole bunch of sense.
Ma'am, I ask you. You drive a truck for a living. I'm a scientist. I'm not saying I'm better than you, but I think I know my stuff more than you do.
Well, this lady has.
Do you know what I did before I drove a truck? I have done a lot of things in my life.
Well, let me see. You were a pet groomer? I don't know.
Excuse me. You're a line and hospital employee.
A lion trainer?
I'm not talking down in the laboratory.
Well, where did you work? In the lavatory?
No, I sure didn't.
Whereabouts?
And you know what? If you're going to try to tell me that kids are having this kind of problem with animals, you know what you need to do? You need to just make sure you get rid of all your animals. Wouldn't that be the solution? And
no,
telling
I don't
that
think
parents
so.
Leave their kids to go on fishing trips.
No, I didn't say
you know,
that. I'm
that
saying
is
that the
most
kid buys this time.
I've ever heard in my life.
Let me ask you this, doctor. You said that the kid drowned a pet in a toilet.
He was biding his time, waiting for the until the coast was clear.
You are so crazy. Kids are mischievous. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure that the boy threw the ball out the window. The kids don't plan these.
All right,
things.
Ma'am. You think
do
what you
not
want.
Tell me.
And
kids
one of these days,
things.
And one morning, you'll wake up and your dog will be dead with a knife in it.
Oh, you are demon possessed, man. You better stop praying or something.
What kind of Jesus stuff
is
this?
I mean, you are crazy.
You wake up one morning and you find your dog asphyxiated from carbon monoxide. Tell me your kid didn't do it.
Oh, my kid didn't do it.
Wait a minute. How do you know a kid did that?
Because they found a 3-year-old child crawling from the seat of a car after turning the engine on.
Well, kids can do. What was the kid doing in the car?
Trying to murder a dog.
Oh, you are nutty.
Oh,
you
I'm
are
nutty,
absolutely
huh?
out of
she
your mind.
She was trying to commit wholesale murder on a dog.
How old was this child?
Don't come crying to me when your
How
dog suffocates.
How old was this child?
3.
Oh, you are crazy. You are absolutely nutty.
Don't come crying to me when you wake up one morning and your dog is 5 stories down.
Let me tell you the truth, and this is between you and everyone listening out here in America, okay? We better stop worrying about animals and start paying more attention to our children. You are right. If a baby accidentally does something that hurts an animal, you know what? And I'm not an animal hater. Do not go there. Do not go there. But if an animal...
Are you an animal hater? You sound like an animal hater.
...calculation of throwing the ball out the
I think you must be an animal
that
hater.
That baby is more important than that stupid animal.
You know, I will tell you, I think you're an animal hater. I think you
I
hate animals. I think you like to
I
torture them.
Not. In fact, I'm getting ready to get a farm.
Wait a minute. Don't go there. She said that she's an animal. Don't go there.
I said don't go there.
And one other thing I don't want you to do, Mr. Green, is say that I'm an animal hater. I love animals. I would never do anything bad to an animal.
Do you hate animals, Mr. Henry?
What did I just say to you?
See, I think both of you hate animals.
See,
ma'am, you'll think differently when your Irish setter...
He don't want to care about people.
I'll tell you right now, you'll think differently when your Irish setter has a Pokemon shoved up its rear end, okay? And you've got to take it to the doctor and have an enema to try to get a bedspring out of it.
Unbelievable. Thank
this
you.
This man is absolutely crazy.
Are you? Where are you driving a truck right now? Do you have any children around you?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, I have my 12-year-old son.
All right. Oh, he's 12?
Yes.
All right, do you have a dog?
He's going to kill elephants. Oh, my goodness, he's going to kill the next elephant
yes.
he sees.
Yes, they may have to perform.
He's a bigger person.
They may have to perform a pokeyectomy on an elephant.
Phil Henry.
Yeah, whatever. Shut up.
Homo.